Hey there, guys. Thanks again for tuning in to Empower You. This is Manaima, your host, and I want to just jump on in. Over the holidays, I did I sent out an email reminding everyone to please make sure you reach out to your neighbors, especially if they are elders. And during the holidays is a time when, you know, although there are many people spending time with their families and enjoying the festivities and, you know, having wonderful memories, there are people who have lost a lot of people. My aunt lived to be 104 years old, and she outlived all of her siblings, one of which was my grandfather. And they were one of 17 children. So to outlive 17 people that you grew up with is a lot. And that was just their immediate family, not including family, not including extended family and friends and things like that. So, you know, even though I lived with my aunt, whenever I would reach out and call her and ask her, did you need anything from the store? I'm running into the store, the supermarket. Do you need anything? Do you need any milk? Do you need any cheese, juice, whatever it is? And she would let me know if she needed something or not. But before we would get off the phone, she would always say, thank you for calling. And for a long time, it was very weird because I was like, well, I live with you. What do you mean, thank you for calling? That just seemed weird to thank me for calling. But as time went on and I began to grow and I began to get older and understand that people don't have to do anything. You know, nobody has to do anything. Not your parents, not your children, not your neighbors, just husband, wife, nobody. Nobody has to do anything for you. So with that knowledge and in keeping in mind that familiarity breeds contempt, you want to make sure that you don't get so familiar with people that you do not recognize the things that they do for you. And on that note, I want everyone to please remember, of course, considering all of the health concerns that we've got going on, there are a lot of elders who live alone and their families may not be near, but if you happen to be close by, giving them a call or just stopping by, and maybe not stopping by just because, and even if they need something from the store, if you're not able to wait until they open the door, you can leave it at the front door. If they need milk or juice or toilet paper or paper towels or anything, canned foods, tuna, anything, even if you just have some things in your home, remember, it's not as easy for them to get out and about as it is for those of us who happen to be younger or healthy. So on that note, I just wanted to drop that in your ear. And if someone comes to your mind while you're listening to this, that may be your signal to just give them a call. You know, hey, how you doing? You all right? I know, you know, there's a lot going on. You don't even have to talk about exactly what they're hearing. Don't feed their fears. Don't have that conversation. Just ask, do you need anything from the store? And if they do go into a story and they do sound like they're afraid, try to calm their fears. Try to calm their, mind. Even if they're in the house and they don't so much have to worry about people coming by or them being out in the public, the fact of the matter is now they're concerned about getting out to get the things that they need. So if there's anything that you can do, please remember to reach out to all of those people, anybody, even if you're not in the town with the person, your elder or what have you. You can give them a call, and not for anything. If it's that much of an emergency, sincerely, if they have absolutely no water, if they have absolutely nothing to eat in their home, that is an emergency. And you can call out to the authorities and someone will assist them. So I don't have any specific phone numbers to call, but just, you know, if that becomes a situation, then all you have to do is begin to just ask around, who can I call? What do I do? And you don't even have to call or ask anybody in particular. You will come up with a solution. You will come up with an idea of how to go forward and help that person. So thanks again for sharing this moment with Manaima. Guys, please do not get yourself all wound up and stressed out and in a tizzy about anything that's on the news. You know, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Be cautious, be diligent, but don't forget to also be very, very vigilant about what you're thinking, how much you're thinking about it, and the energy behind what you're thinking. Alrighty. Thanks again. Don't forget, reach out to everyone you love and the people that may not be able to get around as easily, may not be as mobile as you are, and let them know that they're not alone. All right, guys. Thanks again. Take care.